All right. Well, while I kind of get situated here, I suppose I can go ahead and get the football stuff out of the way. How about them dogs? The correct response is, how about them? All right. And we're proud of the Illini, too. That's one of the unfortunate side effects of hiring a pastor from the South is that football and religion are, like, really close. All right. So I'm going to try something new today. I'm going to sit down. See how this works. Everybody see me? All right. All right. The only problem is, what do I do with that? Okay, well, Psalm 30. This is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving Sunday for us. It's Sunday to talk about Thanksgiving, and more than the holiday, really, the attitude of being thankful. And you know the story. Some of my history professors would say the myth of Thanksgiving. But it was a recognition by those early settlers that God had provided and God had taken care of them. And so they said thanks. They offered thanks to God. And that's why we sort of continue to do that today, in theory, with this holiday. But I'm not going to say anything else about that holiday. I was reading Psalm 30 this week and thinking about what I wanted to say, and I had a nice outline all ready to go, and then I realized that Thanksgiving was not something that I, and when I say Thanksgiving, I don't mean the holiday, I mean giving thanks, wasn't something that I really practiced that well. I didn't really do a very good job of being thankful. So I had an idea, crazy idea. I'm going to take that outline, and I'm going to make all of the points that I intended to make, but I'm going to do it by giving you a list of things that I'm thankful for. I'm going to practice being thankful right here with you this morning. So, here are the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Sarah Ekstrom. Sarah has Down syndrome. She's 19 years old. For the last 5 years, I had the privilege of sitting beside Sarah in worship every Sunday. Every time I did a prayer or an announcement or even a sermon, I'd walk back to my seat and Sarah would be there with a big smile and a high five. Way to go. I knew that God was there, present with us, when I sat beside Sarah. I could feel God's spirit in her. Sarah didn't come to church for what she could get. She didn't come to church because the music was good. Sarah didn't care if I said that sheep make cotton. Sarah came to church to be with her family of faith. And she came to church to bless God. And Sarah knew how to dance. When the music started, Sarah started dancing. It didn't matter to her that 200 people were watching. With her eyes closed and her hands raised, Sarah danced. And as you watched her, you knew that God was pleased. So I'm thankful for Sarah, who reminds me that I belong to God and that He created me to enjoy Him forever. I'm thankful for YouTube and Google Earth, and Blogger.com. I'm thankful for deep people. I don't mean deep thinkers. Deep thinkers are a dime a dozen, especially in a college town. I'm thankful for deep people who have learned the hard lessons of life. People who have been through the depths, and instead of becoming angry, have become wise. When you stand in front of a person like that, and you tell them what's going on in your life, you know that they understand. And you know it's going to be all right because they're all right. I'm thankful for people who have been through the depths of life and come out on the other side. People who have loved and lost, but still have chosen to love again. Those people know what's at stake when we love. They know the risk of loving, but they also know that love is worth it. I'll be honest, I get scared sometimes at night, wondering when it'll be my turn to have to say goodbye to somebody that I really love. But people who have been through that and still have the ability to love, they remind me that with God's help, I'll make it through and I'll still be able to love. I'm thankful for people like Jackie Pinkowski, our associate pastor. Jackie had a really bad accident several years ago, and she deals with constant pain. And yet when we as a staff gather to pray, you don't hear pain in Jackie's prayers. You hear thanksgiving. I'm thankful for people who ache and suffer and deal with stuff that would bring me to my knees, and yet they find the grace to smile, they find the will to get up, and they find the heart to tell God, thank you. God, I'm thankful for people like that. I'm also thankful for people who yell at God. King David in the Psalms does it pretty well. God, how long are you going to ignore me? God, my life kind of stinks right now. Don't you care, God? What's the matter with you? You know what? That's not blasphemy. That's honesty. And God can handle it. In fact, I think God likes it. Because when we're honest about how we feel in the depths of life, that's when God can respond and meet us there. Over and over again in the Bible, you see God responding to desperate people. Do you ever feel like that? Desperate? Do you feel like you have permission to be angry at God? There's times that we all should be. Times when life doesn't make sense. Times when you can't help but think a loving God would do something about this. So if you get angry, that's okay. It's biblical. David did it. And it's almost as if by being honest about being mad, then David finds the grace to step into thankfulness. So I'm thankful for people that get mad at God. I'm also thankful for sticky bun coffee. I'm thankful for the people who had the vision for this Southwest campus. Interestingly, vision is not always encouraged in the church. This vision was clearly from God. And I'm thankful for the people who hung in there for 15 years in order to play their part so that we could be here today. I'm thankful for those folks because they didn't always get a lot of help, and sometimes they met flat-out resistance, and yet they hung in there. And thank you. I'm thankful for you. But you know what? I'm also thankful that I noticed that I was skipping a page before I kept going. I'm also thankful for the people that are a part of this Southwest campus who care deeply about the future of our downtown church. I'm thankful for the people that are getting passionate about seeing our brothers and sisters downtown catch a new vision and a new excitement for ministry and service. Now, for some of us, we need to be honest. We need to follow David's example and give ourselves permission to feel what we feel about our experiences. And because honestly, it did take a long time to get here. And it's okay for us to be frustrated that it took so long for us to get this thing that is so good. But by the grace of God, we're learning to go beyond our frustrations and to be thankful to the point where we're just as concerned about their success. And we're praying and caring and hoping that they find something as good as what we've got. We're praying that we can energize each other. And you know what? I need to be real clear and say, I am thankful for our friends downtown. We raised $500,000 for the startup costs, rent, salaries, all the things we needed to pull this off. And you know what amazes me? Over half of that money was donated by people who knew they would not be a part of this congregation. They knew they were committed to downtown. And yet they knew this was good. And they gave freely. We've been blessed. I'm thankful that we're also going to be a blessing. I'm thankful for Georgia football and my five-year-old kids who already can sing the fight song. I'm thankful for this cafe-tanctuary full of people who want to be part of something significant. I'm thankful for the college student who heard that presentation of our story. And she said, I've been looking for this my whole life. I want to be part of a church that's doing something significant. I'm thankful for the 40 people it takes every Sunday morning to pull off this worship service. I'm thankful for the folks who are making space in their lives to use their time and their talents and their treasures for the ministry of God. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for the fact that you let us and let me try new things. That doesn't happen often in our denomination. There's a reason they call us the Frozen Chosen. But we ain't frozen in here. The Spirit blows through and you can feel it. You can feel it on a Sunday morning. I've heard so many people come in for the first time and say, man, it feels good here. Can you feel that energy? You know why it feels that way? Because we come here expecting it. When we're open to what God is going to do, God blows in and does things. I love it that we can bring in a big stone fountain for a baptism. And you guys like it. We're open to God's Spirit. And God's Spirit comes. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that our future here is wide open. I'm thankful that one of you is going to hear God's still small voice calling us into new areas of ministry and outreach and mission. I'm thankful for people like Janine Stevens who told me she finds herself walking around town now asking, God, what do you want to do through us? I'm thankful for your sense of expectancy. I'm thankful for people that wear coats and ties and folks that go untucked. I'm thankful for people like Janie Piercy, people who pray hard, people who believe that with prayer and through prayer, we can shake the very foundations of the world. Thankful for the people who pray for our worship service, people who pray for our church, people who pray that my sermons will make a lick of sense, people who pray that God will have his way with us. I'm thankful for people like that because they are more important to what we do than I will ever be. I'm thankful for Landon's laugh right now. You know what? I'm thankful for Jeff Scott's dark-rimmed glasses, and I'm hopeful my wife will let me get a pair someday. I'm also thankful for adopted kids. We've got a few. They remind us that we've all been adopted. They remind us that even though God does not owe us anything, but God chooses to make us his own. God chooses to call us his children, his family. In fact, in the Bible it says, we are co-heirs with Christ. Whatever belongs to Christ is ours because we are God's. I know when I look at my own adopted kids, I can't imagine loving them any more than I do, even if they were my own biological kids. I'm thankful that God loves me that way too. And I'm especially thankful that my adopted kids don't have to inherit the Keeble expanding belly, which hits all males at the age of 35. One more thing. When I think about God turning our mourning into dancing, I think about our senior pastor, Rick Snyder, and his mom. Rick's mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when she was, well, in 1988. Rick says that she was Phi Beta Kappa, a language arts teacher, a musician, and a great Bible study leader. But she slowly slipped into that twilight of confusion and senility. And Rick's dad mourned those golden years that would never happen. In the last few years of her life, Rick's dad grieved that he couldn't have that opportunity to grow old with the love of his life. She died in 1994, but a year later, Rick's dad remarried Meg. And at their wedding reception, in celebration of love rediscovered, they danced. I'm forever thankful that God turns our mourning into dancing. Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for all the things that you do for us. Thank you for your amazing love for us. Thank you for calling us your own. Thank you for providing. God, as we head into Thanksgiving, we just remember that everything we have is from you. And we say thanks. And as we think about our future, we know that everywhere we will go by your grace, and we say thanks. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and lead us, that we may more faithfully be your people. Help us in our thankfulness live lives that demonstrate our thanksgiving. Amen.